the Yom Tov season fast approaching, Pesach in particular, and the 7 weeks of Pesach, Sfiras HaOmer, and Shavuos in general. It vaults us forward into the psukim that we'll soon be hearing again and again and again. The psukim, the Kriyas HaTorah, the Parshas HaMoedim of the Chumash Vayikra that appears in Parshas Emor, Shorah Kesev Ways, and those familiar psukim that we'll be laning, familiar psukim that describe Pesach and Sfiras HaOmer and Shavuos as one complex, one larger Chol HaMoed. And psukim, that one pasuk in particular that stands out to us from every single Yom Tov morning, Eilam Moadei Hashem Nikroi Kosh Hashem Tikro Samam Moadam. The Ramban challenges us to look at these psukim that are so familiar and ask ourselves what all those words actually mean. Over the course of his Peyosh HaTorah Nemor, he asks, wonders, what's a Moed? What's the difference between Malacha and Malacha Savoda? But let me share with you very briefly, right, perhaps one of the most famous insights of the Ramban and Emor, what exactly is Mikra Kodesh? We talk about it all the time. Every Kiddush. Eilam Moadei Hashem Nikroi Kodesh. What exactly is a holy calling? Or a calling of holiness? What are we supposed to do? Sounds like it's a mitzvah, or something we're supposed to have in mind, or some way we're supposed to what does it mean to make sure that Yom Tov is a Mikra Kodesh? Who are we calling? Ramban points out, really, the question really lies in, how do you translate that word, lekros? And he points out there are different ways to translate it. His suggestion is that although often we think about calling in terms of calling to someone or naming someone or something, sometimes lekros means to invite or to designate or to gather to the kruim, or those who are invited to a gathering. And he suggests that Mikra Kodesh really means a gathering for holiness. And remarkably, he says, although to daven shul every day is a din d'rabbanan, Ramban believes that the obligation to daven every day entirely is d'rabbanan. Ramban says, but to get together in shul on Yom Tov for tefillah and for halal, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa of Mikroi Kodesh. That one of the major aspects of Yom Tov is to gather together as a group for Divrei Kedusha. And then he takes it a step further. So you think about gathering for Divrei Kedusha on Yom Tov in that sense of overtly spiritual activities. In days of Beis HaMikdash, we would come together in the Beis HaMikdash, Aliyah L'Regel, for Karbanos, for Halal. And nowadays, second best, we come together, as Ramban puts it, in Beis Elokim, which for us, our only options are Beis HaKnesses and Beis HaMedrash, for Tefillah and for Halal. But then he says it goes a step further. He says it's not only the Chetzio Lashem, the spiritual aspect of Simchas Yom Tov, which when done as a group becomes its mitzvah min HaTorah of Mikra Kodesh, but he suggests it's the Seudos as well. The eating, joining together for eating and drinking could also be an aspect of Mikra Kodesh. And he points to Pasuk in Nehemiah, where after a very impassioned Kriyas HaTorah by Ezra, Ezra launched near the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period a major tshuva movement on Rosh Hashanah, and many of the Jews were very down. They recognized how much needed fixing. And after that Kriyas HaTorah, and after the Shiurim, and after the Musar Shmuzin, Ezra turns around and says, but Rosh Hashanah is a day of Simcha. Go home, have a Suda, eat good food, sweet drinks. He says the strength, joy in HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be your source of strength. Chedvas Hashem hi ma'uzchem. And the Ramban says, look at that pasuk carefully. And you see that it has to do with Mikra Kodesh in the eating sense as well. And I believe what the Ramban discussing with the Talmidim this morning, the part the Ramban is driving at, is that Ezra tells the Jews not only go home and eat and drink, but he also tells them, Shilchum Manos La'ein Nachomo, Mishloach Manos, on Rosh Hashanah. Send packages to those who don't have their own Sudas Yom Tov. Because Sudas Yom Tov needs to be together with others. And Sudas Yom Tov, as the Rambam points out, as the Zohar points out, based on the Mishnah and Megillah, Sudas Simchas Yom Tov is not fulfilled. Even the physical aspects of Simchas Yom Tov are severely deficient if it's only for ourselves. Since Simchas Yom Tov is only fulfilled when we're sharing even the physical aspects of our Simchas Yom Tov with others. Whether we're providing from a distance, Shilchu Manos La'ein Nachamlo, Kimcha de Pisla, Mauschitin, we're providing for a Su'ud elsewhere, or that we're bringing other Jews to our table. Jews who could appreciate a warm meal, Jews who could appreciate warmth around the family table. But that's part and parcel of the physical Simchas Yantar. The Chetzel Lachen is when it's shared. And perhaps what the Ramban is subtly pointing to is that if that's the case, it's not only, there's not only Mikra Kodesh opportunities, gathering for Divrei Kedusha and Yantif, when we come to Shul for Tefillin, for Halal, but there's opportunity to gather for Divrei Kedusha when we gather our family and others around our table, whether vicariously, by sending packages, Shulchu Manos Le'inachalo, sending Mauschitim near and far, or perhaps even more potently, when we gather others into our table, that's a mikra kodesh, but that's the power of a yomtiv and the obligation of a yomtiv, not only to be involved personally, individually in Divrei Kedusha, but to make sure that we're in a group fashion, a communal fashion, mikra kodesh, to gather together for Divrei Kedusha, is one of the most fundamental aspects of every yomtiv experience, opportunity, and obligation.